Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Good afternoon. More than 100 prominent Spaniards have signed a powerful manifesto warning that democratic institutions are under coordinated attack. In an extraordinary show of support for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, over 100 public figures have joined forces to denounce what they describe as an orchestrated attempt to delegitimize the current government. Among these signatories are revered filmmaker Pedro Almodovar and several former PSOE ministers. They all raise the alarm over rising political hostility and the manipulation of public discourse by conservative power structures. The statement released this week alleges that right-wing forces are working in concert to destabilize Sanchez's administration. The manifesto singles out the increasingly aggressive language of opposition leaders. Sanchez has been branded a mafia boss and his government criminal by members of the conservative Partido Popular and the far-right Vox. The signatories warn that such inflammatory language is fueling division and setting a dangerous precedent reminiscent of darker chapters in Spain's history. The amount of gas burnt to produce electricity has increased as power grids rely more on conventional gas-fired plants since a major blackout on April 28th, so gas grid operator Engas said this morning. Conventional power plants provide more stability to the grid than renewable sources such as wind farms and solar panels. As a result, overall national gas demand rose 5.6% in the first half of the year, boosted by a 41.2% increase in demand to generate electricity, Engas said. The underground gas storage facilities are currently over 75% full. That's above the 64% minimum the European Commission set for this month. Thousands of people gathered in the centre of Murcia yesterday to march against racism and hate. The demonstration, held under the slogan "Murcia is anti-racist," brought together people from across the region, including many from Torrepacheia, where recent events have caused alarm and tension. The march moved peacefully and protesters carried signs calling for respect, equality and unity. Speakers at the event urged political leaders to take a firm stand against racism and violence. Some criticised the lack of response from regional officials and warned that staying silent only fuels division. Others reminded the crowd of the important role that migrant workers play in local life, especially in agriculture, and stressed that respect and equal rights should apply to everyone, regardless of where they come from. And at 5:36 a.m. on Saturday, when it was still dark, somebody arrived at Playa del Cura Beach in Torrevieja to be the first to set up their umbrella on the beachfront. Within minutes, chairs and beach accessories were set up, and at 5:41 a.m. the first parasol of the day was opened. However, in Torrevieja, this is considered an administrative offence. According to the Municipal Ordinance on the Conservation of Beaches, it is illegal to leave umbrellas, chairs or other objects on public land. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.